What's up, everyone? Welcome to the Web3 with a Splash of Wine podcast, where we talk about blockchain technology, DeFi, NFTs, and all kinds of other Web3 vibes. This show is for entertainment purposes only, and nothing said on the podcast should be taken as financial or legal advice. Let's dive into it. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Web3 with a Splash of Wine podcast. This is your host Z, and today I have a very special guest, MZK, who is a prominent artist in the NFT space. Welcome, MZK. Glad to have you here.
Hello. Thank you for the invite, and I'm happy to be here.
Awesome. And this episode is going to be all about giving the artist a point of view to the NFT and Web3 space, because MZK has been quite active in the space for a while now. He recently made a big drop and would love to basically pick his brain on how an artist can navigate the emerging digital art and Web3 space. So first off, can you start with an intro of basically your background and how did you get into the whole crypto and NFT space?
Okay. So I'm a digital artist. I've been drawing since I was a kid, but like probably 17 years ago, I discovered digital tablets, and that was like instant passion for me because it combines technology and art. So I've been drawing for all those years, always trying to improve, trying to get better. And my main focus has been always female portraits and female beauty in general. And I've been doing like commission works through the years, commission portraits, been working for companies, different clients, and so on. And then in the beginning of this year, in February, I saw on Instagram from another artist this thing called NFT. So I researched it and I immediately liked the concept. And I made the first drop in the end of March. And yeah, that's how I get into the space.
That's amazing. How many drops have you done so far? And what platforms do you use for publishing your art and basically allowing people to buy it?
Yeah, so I decided to focus all my efforts on one platform, and it's Foundation. And the platform is like really well designed and focused to one-on-one works. And my main focus as well is one-on-ones. And I'm not sure how many drops I've done because like it's, the space is new and I'm just in the beginning I was entering the space, so I wasn't sure what's the right way to join. So I start with the genetic drop. That's something that a lot of people are doing. Then I tried different approaches, like just dropping new works on regular intervals and not announcing them as drops. Then I made another big drop, and I think there's a lot of different concepts that work for artists, and you have to just find what works for you and what you like to do after.
Absolutely. And you mentioned that you got into NFTs in earlier last year, basically just before Mania started and before the so-called JPEG summer. What do you think the whole Web3 and NFT space means for artists, and what opportunities do you think it presents to emerging artists? More so, I'm sure you have a lot of artists in your network and not all of them are in the NFT space. How would you onboard them, and what do you think are the benefits for them to join the space?
Yeah, okay. So for digital artists especially, NFTs made a big change. Right now, because of NFTs, people started to perceive our art it has value. Like before that, I had 4 years selling my art. Like I always had to do it through t-shirts or some other kind of merch or prints. And now I can create the artwork digitally, and people want to buy it digitally. I don't have to print it or anything, and they actually really value that. which is something that as a digital artist I always had problems. Like I always had to explain that this is also an art, and it values more than like just the printer, things like that.
That's amazing. And could you elaborate on what you think it's more valuable than just a print? I mean, obviously I know the answer, but it would be great to put it out there.
Well, the problem with the print and digital artwork is that because it's created digitally, and when you print it, it's just a copy, so it's not exactly the original. And when you print something, you create something digitally, and when you print it, you lose some of the colors and things like that. And you don't actually see the original. And right now with NFTs, you know what's the original. You see it as the artist created it, and you can own it, which is amazing. That the own part of the digital artworks that never existed before that. Because with the traditional art, you draw a painting, someone buys it, he takes the painting, and he owns the painting. And right now, NFTs solve that for artists. So that's why a lot of artists enter the space and like get really crazy about NFTs, because it makes so much sense.
Absolutely. And what do you think are the biggest challenges for new artists looking to enter the space? Is it the technology? Is it wallets? Is it finding the right audience? What would you say?
I think the technology they pretty much get up to speed with the technology pretty fast. But exposure and finding your collectors, your audience, is always the biggest challenge. Like, this is a challenge for artists even before NFTs. But right now, you have to enter a new space like Twitter NFT, and then you find actual collectors, actual buyers of your artwork. So it's getting complex and complex, but, we find a way. It's difficult because I'm speaking from my point of view, but I think a lot of artists think the same. Like, we want to draw our art, to create our art, and people to buy it, but right now we have to do a lot of marketing, a lot of outreach, a lot of social media and stuff, which is not creating art.
No, for sure. And how did you tackle this? Obviously, I think that most of your drops have been successful, and you already have a good audience of collectors behind you. But how did you tackle this distribution problem in terms of finding your collectors?
Well, I haven't tackled it. Like, I spend a lot of time on marketing, on Twitter. I try to do everything I can. I try to actually use other social networks as well. I try to like, the way I approach NFT drops is the way I approach real-life exhibitions. So you start a couple of weeks earlier. So you try to hype people around that you're dropping new works. Then you make an announcement that the drop is live, you invite people, and so on, go to spaces. Like, the idea is to make as much buzz around the drop as you can. And I think there is no way around it. Like, sadly, like, not sadly, but like, as an artist, I just prefer to draw all day, but still I have to do the marketing part.
Yeah, I totally understand that. And I've been amazed by how much, I love to see it, but I've been amazed how much artists support each other on Twitter and all the other social media. Like, there is like, everyone is retweeting, basically helping each other grow. Communities have been formed, especially around foundation, and there have been like more local Discord and everything, but I'm quite amazed with the artist community in the space, and I'm only hoping it to grow even more, because I think we've had like one good year of digital art so far, and I think it will only grow more as we go. Can you tell us more about, you recently had your first, I think it was your first big collection that was not one of ones or just a few pieces. It was called Sublimes. Could you talk more about that? Basically give the listeners a few of what it represented and what it meant for you.
Yeah. So Sublimes is a collection of 1,000 female NFTs. We actually in the middle of NFT summers. I gathered with some friends and started talking about can we make something like a big drop or something. And they invited other people. So at some point, there was this really cool team of people that actually have built different startups through the years and have marketing experience and so on and so on. And I realized that this is actually a pretty awesome opportunity. So we sat down and decided, like, we started talking, what can we do? So me as an artist, I was like, okay, what I do best is drawing girls, females, women. And everybody was like, okay, let's go in that direction because obviously you're good. So, yeah. And the drop, I think, went pretty well. We sold it out on nice. December. Yeah, thank you. And yeah, we're right now discussing on what to do next. We want to keep building on that, make another Sublime drop. And yeah, but we took like a week or so of a break because, you know, NFTs sometimes are so demanding and so exhausting. So right now we're in brainstorming mode and thinking what to do next.
Awesome. And could you describe what the whole process was for you as an artist to create the art? Because this is not a usual one-of-one. It's a collection where you have different traits and elements. And basically, what was your how did it feel for you to create it? And did you face any challenges? Where did you get inspiration for different traits and so on?
So from the start, we wanted to make a collection that every piece is unique and beautiful. Because like in the NFT summer, we were sick of watching the same collections of, you know, ugly animals. Because the space was full of that. So we wanted to make like for the collector, anything he gets to be like beautiful, and so he can... or she can appreciate it, even if it's not the rarest one in the collection. So in that in mind, I went with building on like different traits, but not aiming the traits to be like head or glasses or earrings. We wanted to make different traits of abstract shapes. So when the traits combine, you get a completely different girl every time. And that's how we approach it. And it was really interesting because I just made different abstract shapes, different abstract backgrounds, and started experimenting. And at some point, they started to click in. And it was like, yeah, let's do that. And actually, we're really happy with the result. And I see that the community really likes the result. Like most of our collectors from the drop, they're like, dude, I'm never selling this. I want it on my wall and stuff like that, which is really awesome. Like most of our collectors are diamond hands, not paper hands, so that's really cool.
Nice, love it. I also know a bunch of people here. I mean, that Lime Chain that also owns Sublimes and they love the art as well. So, thank you for dropping that, and. If you compare it to basically drawing one of ones, obviously those are two different things. And what was more enjoyable for you as an artist? And are you going to focus more on one of ones going forward or making bigger collections?
It's a tricky one. Probably one of ones are always closer to the heart because like they like just. The way I create them is like I sit at home on the couch after a long day and just start drawing, sketching things around. And at some point I'm like, okay, this is going in the right directions. Let's pursue that. And the next moment it's like three o'clock in the middle of the night. And I'm like, okay, this is like pretty good artwork. And it happens from within, from my feelings, from my internal energy. With bigger drops, with bigger projects like Sublimes, it started the same way. but it's so much work that at some point you're actually, you know, that you don't have exactly the energy to create that, but you have to sit down and create it, because it's immense amount of work. Like I've been drawing sublimes for around 2 months, and it's a lot of work. They're like probably 10 backgrounds, 20 faces, mm-hmm. 20 skins, 50 types of hair, things like that. It's so many. And then you have to make sure that every trait can combine with every other trait. And you go there, try to experiment, then generate, then see what's working, what's not, then draw again and fix some errors. And this is like in the end of the project, it's not so creative, but it's so like designing. It feels more like designing than creative drawing.
Oh, absolutely. Every collection is a massive project within itself, because on the one hand you have the art, which is obviously the heart and the soul of the project, but then you have like the technological part to actually enable people to mint it, and with that comes a lot of testing, security stuff, and so on. So it really takes a team to pull the thing off. Kudos to you guys. Glad that everything went well. What's next for the Sublime Zenith community? I know that you guys opened up a Discord. Are you looking to basically have further drops in there, or just provide utility for the current NFTs as well?
Both. Actually right now thinking of what our next steps are. Like, we're meeting every single day since last week. The whole team, we're spending time in meetings just to decide what's the right direction for us, for our collectors, and for the project. And we have some pretty awesome ideas. They just take time. NFT space, everything's moving so fast and everyone wants to have everything right now, but things take time. Like, I've been building startups and projects and all kinds of similar works, and I know we have to be patient, and things, they take time.
Yep, I totally understand. Awesome. And if we go back to empowering artists to join the NFT space, what tools, obviously you mentioned that you're quite active on Foundation. What tools would you, basically what would be like the starter pack for a young artist to join the NFT space? Is it to just browse Foundation, join Discords, Twitter? What do you think are most important stuff for a young artist to join the space and start creating their, not creating, but start showing the art to the world in hopes of creating an audience?
Yeah. So probably the first thing is to learn what's NFT, how they work, mm-hmm. What's a wallet, and like the basic stuff. And the second thing I would say is to join the community, and that's the hardest part for majority of the artists, the way I see it. And actually, it takes a lot of time, and I think it's really better to join the community and to see like what people what's the current vibe, what people are hyping about, and then decide what to do next. Because I see a lot of people, a lot of new artists joining the space, and they're like, okay, I'm joining, can I mint 50 new works? And of course you do, but probably that's not the right way to do it. That's why I suggest all new artists, like, join Twitter, try to follow a lot of NFT people, take some artists like me, see who am I following, or just type NFT in Twitter and follow a lot of people. And then you start seeing some trends, what people are talking about, what people are hyping about, how other artists sell their NFTs, how are they engaging the community, and so on and so on. And the thing with NFT Twitter is that it's like the most positive community I've ever been part of, which is super amazing. And I hope it stays that way. I hope it doesn't change, because it's awesome. Like I have, like, sometimes it's late at night and I'm like, okay, I'm going to tweet about anything. And then I drop the tweet and people start engaging, and I can't go to sleep like for the next 3-4 hours, because it's, you know, people are talking about your works, about other stuff, and it's so interesting and so rewarding. Yeah.
Oh, definitely. I love NFT Twitter, and especially in the artist community. I mentioned it before, but for example, I've collected a few pieces on Foundation, and the community around those artists is amazing, and they're also supportive with each other, and I love to see it. You mentioned that the NFTs, a young artist should see what's currently trendy or hyped in the NFT space, and it's no secret that there are different hype waves in the space. For example, over the summer, with the whole craze was 10K profile picture type of drops. Most of them were some kind of cartoon animals. Obviously, I think both me and you think that this is played out in a way. What do you think? What are you looking for right now in terms of the next trends, and what do you think is the next step for the broader community? Is it one of ones? I've heard a lot of people be bullish on one of ones, others are bullish on music NFTs, photography, and whatnot. What are you most excited about in the NFT space in the next 1 year or so?
Okay. So yeah, there's like so with NFTs, probably the big innovation here is the collections, because for digital artists, the NFT is just a certificate. It doesn't change the art. It's the thing that we did before that, basically. Mm-hmm. And with collections, they appeared only because NFTs appeared. So they're the new thing. They're the thing that's pushing the whole space. So as much as like some artists hate to see the hype around the collections and not around their works, it's what's driving the space right now. And after all, it's beneficial for everybody, because you know, like when people like collectors make money out of big collections, they come back to one-on-ones and buy art they like. So everybody wins. And about the next big thing in NFTs, that's a really hard question. You know, like what's going to happen with crypto the next two weeks? Pretty difficult question. I've seen a lot of people like trying to hype around photography as the next big trend. Probably that can be. I think like the thing with one-on-ones is that like because in collection you have like big peak, then big drop. Like for example, the big peak was NFT summer around August, September. Then there was a big drop in December, and now NFT collections are on the rise again. And with NFTs, I think they will be like a more constant one, because there is like constant demand for one-on-ones. Like for example, I've sold two of my NFTs on the on April, when the whole space was completely dead. No one was interested in NFTs. Like big media websites were actually publishing articles about NFTs are dead and things like that, and still people were interested of one-on-ones, because in one-on-ones the decision you make are like more based on your feelings, not based on how much profit you want to make.
Oh, for sure. I definitely agree with that last part. I think one-on-ones are definitely more about collecting rather than trade. A lot of these collections, especially the 10K PFPs, have been... There has been a sizable community around them, but a lot of them are flippers trying to make a quick buck. And we can all agree that this is not the healthiest thing for the community. And it comes in market cycles and is definitely not sustainable.
Yeah, but I agree. But at the same time, it's bringing a lot of new people in.
Oh, for
And
sure.
they're coming through collections, and then, as I said, they're probably going to come to us, the one-on-one artists, and buy some of our artworks. In general, collections, I think they're pretty good for the space. They're growing the space immensely, and like, don't get me wrong, like, some collections pretty ugly, and I don't want them to be part of them, to buy them, but some other collections are, like, pretty amazing. Like, they're, like, absolutely unique pieces of art, and they're amazing.
Yeah, I definitely agree. And I definitely think that NFTs, both collections and one of ones, have probably been one of the biggest on ramps or onboard ways to onboard new people into the Web3 and crypto space, people that haven't been in the space before that. And I'm quite excited for this to continue. You mentioned that you liked some of the collections out there, and you think the art is amazing. Do you collect digital art and NFTs yourselves? And if yes, what do you look for in a piece of art?
So the main thing is to like the art. I think that that's the most important thing, to connect with the thing that you're buying. I was collecting much more in the summer, before the NFT summer, and then when we started Sublimes, I just couldn't keep them both together, and right now I'm mainly trying to create.
Nice, yeah, I definitely understand that it can be hard to, especially if you're creating, whether it's a drawing or whether it's building a tech project, it could be really hard to keep up with the whole space, and I definitely feel on this one.
Yeah, and like, collecting is more like I want to support the artist than, you know, making a collection of works, because I am also an artist and trying to support other artists as well.
No, I definitely understand that. And this goes back to the community. I love how supportive everything is. And I think that it's only going to grow bigger. Quite excited for that. And really looking forward to see the next wave of digital art and in what direction the space goes.
Yeah.
Awesome. So, yep.
Go ahead. On that, probably... what I would love to see is like a mechanism that would drive a secondary market for one-on-one artists. Because right now, in my opinion, secondary works only if you're a famous artist. Otherwise, like, you're not going to get any sales on secondary market. Because you have like a lot of amazing artists, and even more joining every day. And for a collector, it makes so much sense to buy, from new artists, because it's cheaper. It's a new artist. You don't know who is going to get super super famous in time, and so on and so on. And of course, if you want to buy from an established artist, it's on secondary, but that's the only case.
In my opinion, I think this is partly due to the nature of one-of-ones, and partly, I mean, they're both interconnected, obviously, but I think it's because of the nature of one-of-ones and the community behind those. And let me elaborate on what I'm trying to say here. If you own a one-of-one, you have only one owner. Obviously, the artist behind it could have a sizable community. We've seen a lot of, not a lot, but a few artists blow up quite big and make the news and so on. But a one-of-one could only have one owner, while a collection, let's say a 10K collection, can have anything between, they usually have between 2 and 5K individual owners, but it can have obviously anything up to 10K individual owners. And this creates a bigger community which helps spread the word. So... just as you mentioned, I would love to see a bigger community and a bigger focus on one-of-ones in the whole space. But I think it comes down, again, I hate to say it, but it's mostly due to, again, marketing and the community behind the artists. And we need as a space to find a way to make collecting one-of-ones cool so more people are looking to do it.
Yeah, nicely said.
Yeah. Well, I'm quite, I think Foundation is doing great in that regard. I'm also seeing pickup in music NFTs. For example, Catalog is a platform. It's basically foundation for music. So I think those two platforms can have quite a positive impact on one-of-ones, and I'm excited to see how everything develops.
Yeah, I'm excited as well.
Yes.
Foundation is like the Foundation has the best UX and UI in the whole space, and
I
this
agree.
actually helped them a lot because when a space is early, the tools and the websites are they're
Yep.
trying to figure out how they work, how they, and the thing with Web3 is that you have wallet, it's a new way, new mechanic and stuff like that. And Foundation nailed it from the beginning, and they're actually improving really good constantly. And for example, you can see Nifty Gateway; they're still trying, struggling, and trying to catch up in terms of UX and UI. And Foundation, they just know what they're doing. Yeah. I think their problem is like they're kind of misaligned with their community. Because they're trying to curate the whole platform around a certain style, and but when you get to current auctions, you see a lot of other styles that they're not promoting at all, which is something that a bit weird, but they probably know what they're doing better than me.
Do you think this curation, obviously it's a bigger problem, but do you think this could be solved through decentralized governance and opening basically the platform to the community through a token?
That could work. Like Super Rare did something like that. They released their token, and you can vote it to what direction you want to go with that. So yeah, right now I think probably Super Rare is the best platform for one-on-ones. They have the best artists. So the curation is pretty good and hard to get there. And yeah, and the token is they well really well thought, and I think it works really well.
Yeah, I agree. And I would love to see it actually, because I'm a big believer in community ownership and DAOs. And I would love to basically see Foundation empower all these artists, which have been the backbone of the platform through tokens, and basically empower them to govern the platform, which essentially they brought up, because Foundation is nothing without the artists that are creating on it.
Yeah.
Cool. So I think it was a fun talk so far. I don't have any more questions on my end, and I would like to thank you for jumping on the show, and giving your view as an artist to the whole NFT space. Tell the world where they can find you on what's your handle on Twitter, what's your handle on Foundation. If you have a next job, now's the time to shill it. So yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, everyone can find me on Twitter and Instagram. Username is MZK Visuals, and yeah, just come by, follow me, and there you can find like a link to my website and foundation. And for the future plans, I've been experimenting in the last months in with 3D space and learning 3D programs and things like that, and I really want to make a few 3D NFTs, and I think I'm getting there slowly. Like a 3D takes time, so yeah. But that's the next big thing here. And the other thing is I'm thinking about making a NFT drop with my older pre-NFT works. which is like some of my best works, some unreleased sketches, things like that. And it's going also to be pretty interesting. And the thing here is they probably like cheaper because they're like old works created before NFTs or just sketches. So yeah, everyone could get one.
Awesome, love it. And I'm quite excited to actually see some 3D works from you. So I'll definitely keep an eye on that.
Thank you. And thank you for this invite. It was an awesome talk.
No, my pleasure. Thank you, MZK, and we'll talk soon.
Bye.
I appreciate you. Bye-bye.